There's a unique new partnership between the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and one of the state's best-known wineries. Chateau Grand Traverse is launching three wines with labels related to Michigan's park experience and will be donating part of the profits to one of three projects selected by people voting online. Current State's Melissa Benmark spoke with Eddie O'Keefe, the president of Chateau Grand Traverse, about the Wine and Parks project.
It's a culmination of different inputs, but we, from a marketing standpoint, our winery is kind of looking at other options rather than being the stodgy wines that a lot of people think of. And we would like the wine to be user-friendly, part of everyday life as far as enjoying with food. It doesn't necessarily have to be a fancy bottle of wine each day, and we don't want it to be intimidating. So we were looking at different options of how we could approach to make wine a little bit more user-friendly, I guess. And in working with a person, Maya Turek, who is works with the state park system, and she's the director of marketing for those parks, I had worked with her in years past on some other marketing projects, and we kind of came together just out of the blue and said, is there something that the winery can do in some way or another to help the state parks? And obviously, we produce wine, and we said, well, why don't we develop a wine label program, and we'll see, if that has merit. And so the state, or through Maya, they came to us with some label concepts, which in theory sounded good, but we just said, no, these labels are good concepts, but they would not look proper on a wine label, and I don't know how well they would do. So we went to our design firm, Prior Design, down in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that does all of our label design work for us, and they said, let us take this project and run with it, and we will provide our design services as our donation to the state park system. And so they move forward with the basic designs that the state provided us and move forward with the current designs that we came up with. So, and then what we did is we matched the style of wine to the label designs, and all around we came up with the concept. So that's kind of the genesis of it. It was a culmination of multiple efforts.
The bottles really are quite pretty. Describe for our listeners, if you would, just briefly what they look like.
Well, we have woods, which is basically accentuating the woods, and we have ones called Waters, which is a bluer label that represents the waters of the Great Lakes with a sailboat on it, and then we have Picnic, which is a little bit more of the enjoyment after the hike or after the kayak ride. So the idea of woods, waters, and picnic kind of are a culmination of what you would experience in the great outdoors.
Have you ever heard of anything like this in other wine-producing states?
You know, I really haven't. I know that, there's been fundraiser labels or, for certain causes, generally health causes and things like that. But I'm really not aware of, a program really with a private entity and the state and having something go towards the benefit of all. So, no, I think it's a unique project.
Explain, if you would, how the funds that are raised from the wine sales help Michigan natural areas.
Well, a lot of people want to get to the bottom line number, and that's a difficult number for us to provide because it's all based upon the success of the program. If the wines all sell well, then there's more opportunity to make a larger donation. But in essence, we did some projections, and our CPA that we have here at the winery basically came up with if we sell what we project to sell and it follows through, we're looking at the ability to donate approximately 50% of the net profits would go towards supporting the parks program. To get to a bottom line number, I'm leery of stating that until we really know what we sell. But if it does follow through, the program will run until September 30th, and then we would make a donation to the state on October 1st. And we have a three-year agreement with the state so that each year we will we'll make donations back to the state in one lump sum. So I have a number in my mind of what it might be, but I just am reluctant to say it because I don't want to misspeak.
My understanding is that people also get to vote on how those donations are spent. Give us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's what I think is so cool about the whole program, is that people can go to our website starting this Friday. If you go to our website, it's cgtwines.com/MIOutdoors. And it will allow people to make a choice of where they would want donations to go. And the state has decided that there will be three programs. One would be the wayfinding signs for trails. I didn't realize this, but there are over 12,000 miles of trails in Michigan for hikers, bikers, and paddlers and such. And signs and maps and the ability to find your way in and out are quite important with that many trails. So that's one of them. The other one is improving accessibility, the ability for wheelchair access. In fact, I didn't realize that Michigan has the only wheelchair-accessible waterfall. So it's the idea of making not only for accessibility but for ease of, let's say, putting kayaks in the water, docks, fishing piers, beach paths, things like that. And last but not least is for tree replacement. So the idea of from Belle Isle to the Upper Peninsula, replacing trees that have been devastated by conditions and infestations and what have you. So, you know, it's putting it right back to what we're trying to represent.
Do you have to buy the wine in order to vote, or how does that work?
Not necessarily. I think it's based upon a popularity contest. So really, I think that when the monies are spent, that I think the state wants to have a clear indication of what people are interested in. So I really think it's a popularity contest as far as the cause.
So for the wine folks among us, describe, if you would, the character of each of the wines.
Okay, well, again, you know, as a winery, it's important to note that, you know, we make our living from the ground. So, you know, we're very good stewards of the land, and we're here for the long term. And so it in doing this, it just seemed like if we make our money from the land, we should probably give back to the land. And so just a note of why we're doing it. But with regard to the wines that we're producing, we have the Waters label, which is a sweeter white wine. It's a blend. It's primarily Riesling. It's just a popular style wine that we have come up with. We have the Woods, which is a red wine blend. Again, it's a multitude of red grapes that we blended. It's Merlot, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, Cabernet Franc, but in no specific percentages. So therefore, we call it Woods. And then the last one is Picnic, which is a kind of an off-dry, semi-dry white wine, which is basically good for multiple occasions for people that don't like such a sweeter wine. So it's really kind of addressing the popular taste that people like. And we've been, you know, at Chateau Grand Traverse, we're 41 years in the business now. So I think we have a pretty good indication as to what our Michigan consumers like.
Tell us how people can get a hold of the wine.
Well, as we speak, wine is being shipped around the state today or this week, and it should be in most major retail stores or coming to major retail stores in the next month or two. But the reception from a lot of the retailers and consumers and restaurateurs and all that it's been way more positive than I expected. I thought there might be a little bit of reluctance, like, here's another product. But I think with going into the summer months and all that there's been a real positive uptake on it. So, yeah, I would look forward to it at your major retailer statewide. It should be available starting probably next week.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. You live in Michigan. Do you have a particular park and wine pairing?
Well, what's near and dear to my location right here on Old Mission Peninsula, but my gosh, I guess the Sleeping Bear Sand Dunes, the National Lakeshore there, gosh, up by the Tuquamanon Falls. I mean, it goes on and on. There's so many beautiful spots in Michigan. I don't think I'd necessarily want to choose one place. But my gosh, these wines are meant to go with summer fare, whether it's bratwurst on the grill, hamburgers, trout, or whitefish, what have you. It's just meant to go with the foods of the region and the enjoyment of the region.
Is it the weekend yet?
Sounds like it.
Eddie O'Keefe, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.